This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is a third part of a five-part conversation with Evan Hackle, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. We're reviewing some of the events that took place at the Co-op Summer Convention in Cincinnati. There was a whole lot of discussion at your summer convention about the five-year plan, and as you mentioned, the focus really was on gaining share. Is it not? Wasn't that basically the focus of the meeting?
Well, you know, one of the things that we did as a company was when we created our five-year plan now about 2.5 years ago, is that we put a tremendous emphasis in our five-year plan on becoming more aggressive and taking even a stronger leadership position than Carpet One Floor and Home has ever had before. And at this convention, we certainly focused a lot on those things, but the other focus and the taking share in business really has been more an opportunity that we've seen in the last year as we see our competitors sort of pulling back and becoming less aggressive in the marketplace. And you know, our feeling is that when our competitors are sort of licking their wounds and saying, okay, I'm going to stop advertising because I can't make any money, so I'll stop advertising, you know, we should advertise more. And we have a lot of things that we're offering in the marketplace to provide greater values for our customers, and you know, we need to be trumpeting those horns. And well, other people are going, woe is me, the economy's bad, I guess there's nothing I can do about it, I hope I make it. We're saying, you know what, these are good times, and that you know, these are the times you earn market share, and when you earn it and the economy gets better, you get to keep it. So we're really making an emphasis with our members and giving them concrete ideas on how they can grow business in these times, which I think it's the right time to do.
And a lot of the thrust at this meeting was getting members involved in the myriad programs that you already have.
Yeah, exactly right. And that was sort of the advice of our advisory council, was to say, look, we have so many things that are wonderful that membership doesn't use as fully as we think they should. Let's spend some time at this convention and really start focusing on sort of bringing back some of those, you know, really, not bringing back, but revisiting those really great programs and make sure that everyone's on board and doing them, because that's the fastest and easiest way for us to you know, get results in helping us grow business in these tough times.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you talked about as it relates to the five-year plan was store design, merchandising, and marketing. They're what elements of the five-year plan, are they not? Talk about
Correct.
Those a little bit and about their importance.
You know, David, one of the things we've done is we've looked at our business and said for someone to be successful, they really have to be successful in all areas of their business. And that to sit back and be successful in only one area, you know, doesn't work. So what we did is we looked at, you know, five different areas of business, and we showed our members what things we're doing as part of our five-year plan so that our membership can get all of the better, you know, part of which is, you know, if perhaps you've missed doing some of these things, you know, why don't you make a point to do these things? You know, having said all of this, I'm unbelievably encouraged by the success of our membership in executing the five-year plan and making their businesses better. And you know, our membership, I think, has really in the last couple of years really come on strong. I mean, we've done surveys; our margins are up, which, given you know how tough the economy is out there, is certainly a very strong thing. The number of members redesigning and redoing their stores is up significantly. We know our market share is up, and we just did a member survey. And even though the economy was as tough as the economy was, by far, more members are showing being more profitable this year than last year, and you know, to us, that's heartwarming, because that's really what we're doing. That's what we're here about, is helping our members be more successful, and certainly the you know key determinant of being more successful is profitability. So we're really trying to help our members build balance in their business and look at every aspect of their business to be able to succeed.
There was a program that was discussed at this convention, and I heard it discussed in earlier conventions. Destination Carpet One is what it's called. Talk about the focus of that. I was pretty impressed with that.
Well, this is a program that we developed with our design firm, and the idea really was, is how do you transform the retail experience from a visual point of view to being one that when the customer comes in the store, and I mentioned this earlier, their jaw drops and goes, wow, this is going to be a fun experience. I'm going to enjoy shopping here. And typically when someone opens up a door of a floor covering store, they go, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. Oh my God, where do I start? Everything looks the same. It's confusing. It's daunting. And there's a feeling throughout the entire selling process that, this isn't really a cool place to be. I sort of have to be here. Well, Destination Carpet One is about making our members a cool place to shop, a fun place to shop. The success of the program has been overwhelming. Increase in membership people coming to apply to work for them because they like the store. It's a fun place. It's a fun place to be. We have members opening up multiples of these where they open up one and then they start converting their other stores. So it's been very, very successful, and we have a substantial amount of our membership that has converted or is in the process of converting their stores. And, it's one of those things that I think we do very well is help our members keep getting better, and this is a good example of a very successful program.
Mm-hmm. So they have really a good experience once they walk in the front door.
That's exactly right.
I got you.
And we do it by floor plan, and it's not really about new displays. It's really displays that we've developed, but how you lay them out, how you show them, the signage in the store, and we actually have professional architect from our design firm go to a member store and redesign and relay out the store, and it's really set on one thing, which is how to help our consumer enjoy the experience more. It is not brand specific. There's no intent or desire to promote one brand over another brand. A lot of store designs are done for that purpose. But this is really very customer-centric.
I see. One of the elements of that which I was really impressed with as well was uniformity in the outside of a store, in the exterior, and have Carpet One signs, say, instead of Jones's Carpet One. I think that's an impressive program.
Well, they're somewhat distinct in that our membership about 2 years ago got together and voted overwhelmingly to embrace the brand Carpet One Floor and Home throughout the whole organization. And our members have been in the process of updating and upgrading their signage, improving their signage. We've had a lot of members that have not had Carpet One Floor and Home start to incorporate in their name. Those that have had it in their name, making the Carpet One Floor and Home part bigger. And in a lot of cases, people simply going to straight Carpet One Floor and Home. And building a brand, and we talked about this a lot at convention, is really about consistency and creating a unique customer experience. And obviously, one of the areas of consistency has to be the name of the business. And I think, as people will see as they travel the country, our stores are getting better and better at it.
Uh-huh. You had an interesting speaker there whose name escapes me who talked about branding. And
Rick Ferreira.
Excellent speaker, and discussed really establishing oneself in the minds of consumers with that one, with the word carpet was the one he was using. I thought that was very impressive.
Well, I think this is the part that people don't understand and worth taking a second and explaining. And really something that our branding company worked with us on a lot, which is what should our name be? And we thought very seriously about 2 years ago, we challenged ourselves and said, do we have the right name? And when we did that experience, really came back and said, what, everyone wants to be floor covering store. But the reality is that because flooring means carpet, it means laminate, it means vinyl, it means, tile or ceramics, it could mean area rugs, that anybody who has the, quote, name in the underlayer under that umbrella is going to be perceived better than somebody who has the name flooring. So, for instance, if my store name is focused on flooring and there's a tile store next door to me, people are going to think the tile store sells better tile than the flooring store. No differently, if there's a carpet store near a flooring store, someone's going to say, okay, well, that's a flooring store. They sell everything. This is a carpet specialty store. They're going to sell carpet better than flooring. So when we decided to reinvest in the name Carpet One and add Floor and Home so that we made it clear to the consumer that we sell other flooring products, not just carpet, really what we were staking claim was to the word carpet in the mind of consumers, that we want to be known as the best place to buy carpeting for a couple reasons. One, it's still half the business. It's by far the largest category. It's the most profitable category in the industry. So if you can only own one. It should be carpeting. And the other thing that we know is just because we are known primarily under the name Carpet One doesn't mean the customers don't know that we sell all the products. In fact, and I think this is an interesting statistic, is that we disproportionately sell more hard surface product than the industry does. So even though our name is Carpet One Floor and Home, we are selling, from a hard surface point of view, more than the industry does, which indicates to me that the name Carpet One has not hurt us at all in selling products other than carpeting. But there's no doubt that we, through the name Carpet One Floor and Home, want to own the word carpet in the mind of consumers.
This is going to end the third part of a five-part conversation with Evan Hackle, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. We'll air the fourth and final part of this conversation tomorrow. You're listening to Floor Radio.